SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump says both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are ruining the United States.
Our country is being crippled and destroyed by Kamala Harris and Biden, but he's like not even the president. What's going on with this guy? You know, we're supposed to be talking about the president. We're talking about the vice president who got no votes.
And the former president says he will fix the economy. He will also seal the border with Mexico.
With your vote in this election, we will end inflation. We, all of us together, we will stop the invasion. And we will bring back the American dream, something you haven't heard about 4 years.
Former president was appearing in Las Vegas. Also at srnnews.com, a protest calling for the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds took to the streets of Jerusalem on Thursday night, demanding the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza at the beginning of the Jewish religious holiday of Simchat Torah. Shai Dickman, the cousin of hostage Carmel Gat, tells the group, 1 year from today, according to the Hebrew calendar, we witnessed the greatest catastrophe since the Holocaust that occurred against the Jewish people. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, are you listening? Every moment you delay the release of the hostages, when you could be advancing, you're like shedding blood. The protesters had gathered next to Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AAA says gasoline down 5 cents, the average price nationwide $3.14. Spirit Airlines cutting jobs, selling off jets worth millions as the budget carrier aims to cut costs amid looming financial trouble. This is SRN News. A new study on America's men.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 66% of adult males say the primary way they learned how to be a man was from listening to their father. Mom helped some too, and then there's social media. 18% of young poll respondents say what they see on the web has influenced how they believe they should behave as a man. Meanwhile, the Pew report reveals that young women are much more influenced by social media, more than twice as much as men. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kamala Harris apparently responding to the outrage sparked by her comments last week at a rally. Someone in the crowd shouted, "Jesus is Lord," during the Democratic presidential candidate's speech, at which time she said, "You're at the wrong rally." During a week's CNN town hall event, Harris went out of her way to talk about her so-called personal faith. This is SRN News. Russia's central bank raising its key interest rate by 2 percentage points. It's now at a record high of 21%. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
It's an attempt to combat growing inflation as government spending on the military strains the economy's capacity to produce goods and services and drives up workers' wages. The central bank said, quote, growth in domestic demand is still significantly outstripping the capabilities to expand the supply of goods and services. The bank noted inflation is running considerably above the Bank of Russia's July forecast, and inflation expectations continue to increase. It held out the prospect of more rate increases in December. Jeremy House reporting.
Wall Street numbers this hour, day of mixed trading to say the least. The Dow is off 270 points. The NASDAQ is up 114. More details at srnnews.com.